as a sign that don't do like a bad boy. Don't follow bad gang next time. Hallelujah. In summary, we're waiting for feedbacks in the state. And literally, when it was time for the political scene, you know, for things to shift in the governorship and all that, the man that was not expected to win, the man who did not have the backing like the other man, won the elections. And today, in Oyo State, we are experiencing the blessings. I don't know if somebody's hearing what I'm saying. I stopped there. So, I'm saying all this to say, my own rehearsal has started. David, when he stood before Goliath, had already practiced with what? The lion and the bear. Don't think those were not important enemies. Those were very important things to fight. Yes or no? I know you're a man of faith. If you see snake, I know how you react. If you even see big rat, I know how you react. I'm sure of how you react if you see dog. Some fireful sisters here, I know how you react if butterfly touches your neck now as I'm talking to you. How much more when you see a lion? And this boy was a teenager. It was just sheep, for crying out loud. If the lion took that sheep and killed it, his father would not beat him. Yes or no? All he has to do is say, a lion came. What would the father say? In Nigeria, we might even beat you. Say, what were you doing outside with when the lion was there? Right? From today, don't go out from this time because of love, right? Everything is love. We beat the hell out of that child. How are you in the same location with the lion? How? How did it happen? Hallelujah. He knew it would not offend the father if you say the sheep was lost. But that boy valued the sheep's life. Remember what I said about details in the afternoon? Kai, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Kai, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I don't just mean with your ears. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The details. That man loved sheep so much, he risked his life to save it. Is that a normal person? I'm sure if a lion enters here now, you will be confident in the fact that you are not the slowest person. Alas, lass, we will pray for our sister's body, our brother's body, whoever is taking. But me, we could do all right. And if for any reason the lion begins in your corner, it will shock you what is inside you as a believer. You will push somebody. Yes or no? No, Abby? Yes or no? Be sincere. Aha. Uh-huh. Are you seeing that inside your heart is a murderer? But that guy saved the sheep and smote the lion. Kai! To show you that it was not fluke, he was practicing. A bear came. You know how big bears can be? You know how big bears can be? How weighty, how many pounds they can weigh? The hand of a bear, if it lands on your face, you will not have to stand before the gate of heaven before you get to your house. As he slaps you, you are waking up in your mansion. Are you getting what I'm saying? David removed the sheep from the mouth or from the hand and smote the bear. So when he was saying this uncircumcised, he was not just, are you getting what I'm saying? He was not just emotional. He was not happy that Goliath was defying the armies of the Lord. Don't wait till that day and start making vain boasts. Start your practice now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start your practice now. Do something with your environment. Leave just alone. If just is too big, start with what? Your compound. From today, this is happening, this is happening, this is not happening. If this happens, that is the reaction. And watch if your instructions will be disobeyed. If they are disobeyed, you have penalties. Can you execute the penalty? Can you demand that whoever breached that instruction you gave comes under judgment? That's how they respect what you are saying. It's not empty talk. There will be feedbacks.
So encounters come to stamp this consciousness. We are on a journey. We are on a journey. Some of the things I shared was intentional so that when they call us false prophets, you can be there to confirm that you are part of the journey. Alright, I sat my mom down in 2014 and I was telling her all the things that were happening to us. Your son experienced disappearance. This is what happened to me. Oh, this and this and this and this and that. Just in case, remember that I'm your son and that you trained me. There's no way I'm using jazz. And sometimes I feel like that's the only reason I came out from their womb. So that anybody that wants to say anything, they remember that. No, but a child of this person cannot be like this. Let's check again. Let's confirm. I'm being very real and sincere with you. God is doing so many things in our days that will blow our minds. Nothing has started though. Nothing has. Please, please, please don't embarrass God by thinking anything I've shared here is anything. Nothing has what? I'm telling you sincerely. There's so much more that is coming. So in all your praying in the spirit, your heart must be postured in expectation. If the normal happens, don't go happy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's a basic thing that should follow you. I'm not saying you'll be sad, you'll be morose, but sincerely speaking, there's almost no meeting that's happened this year that gave me joy. Because I know what should be happening. Keep your heart in that posture. Lord, there is more now. There is more now. Even me, I've seen more than this. Not what I read. What happened now? What's keeping it from happening? Is it death? Oh, yeah, kill me now. But take it easy, though. Hallelujah. Because it's never interesting. Hallelujah. Oh. There are certain things I've even avoided through wisdom. Tell me that a trial is coming your way. I'm seeing people persecuting you. Intentionally, I calm down and be controversial. Then we can be very controversial the way we sing and talk. So I now calm down a little bit so that I will not by myself be creating unnecessary. But some of you are calling persecution what you created. They're on their own normal. You just decided to offend them. You know they don't believe this, but you've just decided that you are in a church called Equa. You have chosen to declare to the whole leadership your new stance that you found out in the administration yesterday. If you were a wise person, what you should do is rise in the ranks in that system. Wait! Wait, calm down. Do what? Wait, wait, wait. Wait, it's just that we can't do everything. I'd love to be a Catholic, sharply. Buy the white. Join anywhere where what we have is not. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sharply. Join one generation that does not have what. We are too plenty here. Can you see all of us? Not plenty, plenty. Speaking in tongues. Just is still looking for the results of all the tonguing. The authority is still looking for the results. Because we are not conscious. We are wasting the investments that God is giving, bringing us in every service, every meeting, every time. You have had so much and doing nothing with it. Some people will hear the things you had this night and will run their area wild. Are you getting what I'm saying? You go to some schools, the next morning they're giving us results. They saw a madman that's been at the front of the school, mad for 20 years. They passed by that person throughout the 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level. Why did they respond after the meeting? It means they took what we said seriously. Yes or no? And some of us have had everything to hear and we are still hearing more. But we don't have any plan as we are listening to do anything with it. That's what is saddening. Right now, as you are seated, you are not having plan. You are not writing anything down. Like, okay, after I'm leaving this place, I'm going on this and this. I'm shutting down this and this and that. No more this. You are not planning anything. That's a sign you are planning to waste this new investment. So what you should be doing is what? Writing down plans. As the apostle was speaking yesterday, let me be very, very real. Alright? Because nothing can change it, whether we announce it or not. Nothing can change it. I started planning my next year. My plan before was January, shutdown, and then administration again as usual. I started changing the plan. I said, you know what? Let's go shut down the whole year. And some few ministrations here scattered here and there.
as we are preparing for the glory that's been proclaimed. That's how you show God that you are not stupid, that you are serious, that you are not addicted to hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing with no plan to do anything about it. Can we be sincere? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Children are not like this. Children are not like this. Children are not like this. They are not like this. If you are not doing, don't do. If you are doing, do. They are not like this. This is a sign of a hardened heart. A heart that has capacity to hear and pretend like they are seriously responding, with no plan to respond after. And no response after. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? No. So throughout on this journey, please write things down. Put things down. Things have to change if the results are going to change. Yes or no? It's basic now. That's just basic. The lifestyle can't be the same. The friendships cannot even be the same. The situations cannot be the same. Everything has to change. You can be so conscious, no environment can shut you down. Are you aware of that? Certain realities are only possible at a level of consciousness. I can't count how many children have been brought with the father and mother giving us strength ahead. This boy is very, very seriously, you know, we really need help here. I said, madam, listen carefully, this is my consciousness. I don't believe any child is stubborn. I don't believe it. I can believe for adults. But at the moment in my journey, I believe you are the wicked person. You are the one. You are the reason they have not seen the light. A child, innocent child, is the one you're calling stubborn. One small boy, age 6, came to church, saw us on retreat while we're praying. Some phones were charged, some places. He went, stole phone. So you can see from a young age, already showing terrible signs. Had thrown the sim away and so on and so forth. We eventually found out he's a young boy. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't believe that boy is a bad boy. So what I did was very simple. As a child, is there anything you're telling me not believe? So I said, my dear, I'm going to call the Inspector General of Police and he's coming right now to church to arrest you. The boy started crying, knelt down, was crying, crying, crying. Don't call, don't call, don't call. I picked the phone. Hello, is that Inspector General of Police? This boy was crying, literally on the floor. Ah, please tell him, tell him, tell him. So I said, you know what? You know what? I'm very sorry, sir. Sorry for disturbing you. Don't worry, don't come again. So I called the call. The call that did not exist. So I said, you know what to do for me? No more food for you. I believe you must have strength to be able to steal. Yes or no? Yes or no? You must have eaten. You need to have strength to be able to think some thoughts. So I said, the problem is that he has food in his stomach. We'll first decongest and purge his body from that. So he went on a fast. By Sunday, he was born again, full of the Holy Ghost, tongue talking. And spiritual in 48 hours. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, today his life is changed. His mother came for him, said he's not going. He wants to join them to retreat. I don't believe. And because that's the consciousness, the results will follow after it. Yes or no? That's how it is. What you say is impossible is impossible. Jesus was on his way to a man's house to go and pray for him. Is he his servant? And then the centurion said what? I'm not worthy for you to what? Just what? Jesus said, I've not found such great faith in Israel. Now listen carefully. It would have taken him almost a day to get to his house, right? How do we know? I think it was the next day he met them on the way, right? Are we following? And he said, when he inquired to know the hour, and he saw that it was what? The same hour. Meaning, he would have wasted almost 24 hours of Jesus' time because of his level of what?
There are certain things that are taking 5 months. It's not because God needs 5 months to do it. I'm telling you, your consciousness is wasting heaven's time. It does not take God 1 year to do all the things he has promised you to do. You're already behind time, so better get conscious. In one night, he can change your whole story. Shifts that should take years can take a night. Because of what? Consciousness. Lift up your hands and declare the name of Jesus. I see what I'm not seeing. I hear what I'm not hearing. I know what I don't know. And I do what I can't do. That sounds ironical. What we're basically saying is what you are currently functioning in, you are shifting from this level to the next level. As I bring this to a close, I remember the man of God God used, you know, to push us into prayer. I shared this on Monday and on Tuesday. How it was hell on earth that night for us, because we were to go on 12 hours for the first time in my life praying the Spirit. The church I'm used to, or the church background I have, we don't pray in tongues straight. You talk as you're praying, right? You lead prayer as you're praying, right? Leading prayer makes prayer sweet, yes or no? Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's easier once we are leading, as we are talking and we are talking and we are talking. Sometimes the talking is more than the prayer itself. So we have 1 hour. We are trying to show people. Let me explain what I'm saying to you. Do you realize that from this point where we are right now, there are certain things that we can enter into where 15 minutes gone. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. It's just then we are praying 30 seconds after. And the prayer meeting will be sweet. Yes or no? You enjoy it. But we talk more than we prayed. That's what I was used to. I was a prayer leader. I was not a prayer warrior. So, when I went for this meeting, it was hell on earth. They didn't allow us to sing. As a chorister, singing is one of our spiritual gifts. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Choir people, I'm sure you know singing is easier than what? Praying. So when we say, open your mouth, pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm not shocked when the next thing that comes out of your mouth is, ah, ah. That might be one of the first signs that you are prayerless. Some of you can't pray without earpiece. So you can be going, this is the ram. I wonder if Babalawo was praying like that, if we will be where we are today. It helps at a level. You edify your spirit, yes. But do you know you can't break through at certain levels with that kind of distraction? Even music is a distraction. That music that you say helps you ascend, at a level is a what? It's a distraction. To be still means to be what? Still. To be still means to be what? Still. We've gone for retreats with messages, videos, audios, everything to keep us busy as plan B. In case God does not talk, but Sema will talk. Apostle Vows will talk. Hallelujah. Everybody will talk, and so on and so forth. Everybody will talk in case God is not talking. So once you have waited small and God seems to be wasting time, you just press play. Hallelujah. And we have enough messages to keep us, right? 2014, I had at least 1 terabyte. So if I want to listen to messages till the end of the year, I still won't finish it. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can go on 3 years retreat with the materials we had. But that's still easier than being still. Is in being, and that's why you don't have questions answered. There's a location where his voice is found. And all these other activities are keeping you. That's why when somebody is staring as we are praying, I know. There's no secret place. I know it's not alive. We have been there. You can't bubble us. We have ministered power, and there's no secret place. So all I'm saying is this 2019. Let this thing go with 2019. Enter 2020 in a serious pace. Are you getting what I'm saying? Stop telling yourself that you are fine. You don't have a prayer life that's consistent. You don't have times that you don't miss. You are not okay. You are sick. The earlier you agree with this, the better for your destiny. Don't do this to your children. At least if you want to waste your life, waste your own. Don't waste their own joint. They are a part of, are you aware of that? And you can determine how far they will go by how much leverage you give them. You're not standing alone now. Do you know where you should be if you had some kind of parents? Yes or no? Are we doing as if we don't know that? I'm not saying that they are the ultimate limitation, but the truth is they go a long way apart from your environment. Just being born in this nation alone, do you know how disadvantaged you are? You think it's a joke because we are praying everywhere. It's a 10-year-old in China that's making the application. You're sitting down wasting your life playing. It's a 10-year-old. You go to school and finish BSc, you still can't make it. So if you were born there, won't you be able to do it? Yes or no now? So can't you see environment is determining? That's not something physical or carnal we can use as an example. Do you know environments can mark you? They can determine. Oh my God. What we call revival in the 1980s in UI, I don't believe it was birthed by prayer. I don't believe it. They went to Kenahiki Ministries, came to UI, and the move of God broke out. What people are experiencing as their normal life is what we call revival in the 1980s. Like Joker. As their normal life, or people came to UI and were speaking Yoruba life with the army. Nigbati, Yoruba white people. Life demonstration. They went there, came back, and they expressed a move of God on the campus. Just by going to a meeting and receiving what? Are you getting what I'm saying? What is normal life for someone? Someone just came and collected one cup and it became what? Revival in another place. I heard of what happened some years back. As I wanted to go to that school, I heard that while meeting was going on, the motion of the spirit, everybody froze for about 5 to 8 minutes in the whole environment. Like a hob heat, something hits them. Everybody froze like this, outside and inside the campus, even on the road. Everybody froze. 2 great men of God in this nation flew down with their jets the next day when they had and sat down there for 24 hours reading the Bible. Terrible things are already happening. It's not what happened. It's already what? Happening. The same way Peter spoke on that day when he said that this is the prophecy of Joel. When you look at today, is it not today that the prophecy should be coming to pass? Yes or no? Because you can decide. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? No. You can decide. Though. You can decide. The Holy Ghost is not correcting him. I say, no, no, Peter, no. It's not the prophecy yet. And yet, those it is meant for can watch it pass them by. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So ensure that you live here with a very serious annoyance. And even if all you will do with your life is just reach your full potential as a human being, as a believer, don't waste the blood. Even if you're not kingdom minded, all you do with your life is reach your full potential as a child of God. Do you know you will really help us? Many of these people we are reading about were not trying to fill an agenda. They didn't know much. They didn't even know what we're talking about. They were just hungry for God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The hunger was making prophecies to come to pass. They were hungry. Madam Sophia, we hold hands of people. CAC, hold hands on the mountain. She was called the transporter. She was called what? The transporter. She holds everybody's hand. Those who are going to Benin. Wasibibai. Elisha, Wasibibai. Everybody goes to the place that, you know, the group for evangelism. She holds their hands. But I saw Jesus, blah, disappear. I'm sure you know enough to confuse her. You have enough rhema on that subject to what? To confuse her. But what power those things was the prayer realm. Serious one. Ah, my dear, please, get a friend and start. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Get a friend and what? Start. Get a friend and what? Start. Just start. You won't feel like praying, no. You don't pray because you feel like. You pray when you feel like, when you don't feel like, and until you feel like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet and pray in the spirit very loud and very fast. Go ahead. Go ahead. Very loud, very fast. Go ahead. Ask the Lord for prayer power, grace. Grace to be intentional. Grace to be serious every time you are seeking. Grace. Let him.